Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is the bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome in. 10:03 ESPN 97.5. Me and Del now the rest of the way. Lance took off. I started the show with a story about Deshaun Watson. He was out on Sunday night after the games. He was at a local establishment, and my buddy was there with his with a girl, and they were talking to Deshaun and his group. Actually, they ended up all partying together until about 2 in the morning. They had a big time, and along the way, my buddy asked Deshaun. He asked him, "Are you happy here? I don't want to bother you with all this, but are you happy here?" And Deshaun said, "Nope." And so it took him a couple of seconds, but he said, no, I'm not. And my buddy didn't delve into it any further, but that is telling, you know. I mean, I'm sure that he'll appreciate the city on his way out with a Chronicle page ad, how much he loved it.
He'll tweet a picture of himself in a Warren Moon jersey and then talk about how all his love is for the city. As he's on a private plane to wherever he's getting traded to.
I can't really blame him for not liking it. I can't really blame him for thinking that this organization is too stupid to win. I can't really blame him for being pissed off at the organization. They couldn't have botched it any worse. And I can't see a scenario now. I think leaving is probably. See, here's the deal: is you can always say, "Well, Deshaun, are you ready to sit out and not make your $15 million?" Yeah, I'm ready to sit out.
And are the Texans ready to allow a whole year to go, not recouping anything for him?
Right.
That's the other thing. I know that they can hold that over his head, but you also have to realize if he does actually force his way into, you know, not playing, I guess. Then the value of him goes down even further. So you have to make – I don't say they have to make a move. They can do whatever they like. But you would think you don't want to go into a year worrying about whether your quarterback's going to be around.
No, and he can – he can hurry up the entire process with one sentence.
Yeah, I said he could burn every bridge if he wants to.
He'd just have to go after Cal.
Yeah, and it'd be over. It'd be over.
Because then you have to – once you're the owner, who was it went after the owner and they traded him that long? It wasn't that long ago.
Was it Ngakoue? When he took his shots at the Jags and they got him to Minnesota?
It was. He took these shots at the owner's son, right?
I think so. And then it was like, all right, beat it.
You got to go. Yeah, that was it. It was Ngakoue. And that's all you got to do. You take shots at Cal. And, you know, there's no way. The owner's just going to go, no. He's got to go.
It was on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he got Tony Khan to respond, and they had a back and forth. And it was over.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, this dude's got to go.
He's got to go. And, you know, and then that's a dangerous game. The Texans are playing. Okay, sit. Okay, watch this. The owner is stupid. And then it's, now we're only going to get pennies on the dollar because they know we got to trade him.
Yeah, Ngakoue called Khan spoiled and tweeted a clown face. And that's about all.
Yeah, once it gets ugly like that, then it's over. So apparently at the Ringer they did the Jets, the number 2 overall pick, the Ringer did what the Texans would have to get. Number 2 overall pick, number 23 overall pick via the Seahawks, number 34 overall pick, 2022 first rounder, 2022 first rounder from Seattle, 2022 second round.
So
that
they think,
seems like a lot.
They think the Jets should give them 4 first-round picks in 2 seconds. Is that what it comes out to be?
4 first-rounders in 2 seconds.
In theory, you think, well, when you think practically, you go, well, he's a starting quarterback, a potential, he's a franchise quarterback with the ability, after what we saw this year on the bad team, to be an elite guy. Sure, the Jets would do it, but I don't think organizations think like that, where it's like, yeah, he's a great quarterback, but are we really giving up? Now, it's only over 2 years because the Jets have acquired so much. But that's the only way I see it happening, because it's only over 2 years. I brought up the scenario because someone tweeted out a couple weeks ago, maybe a week and a half ago, that if this team really wants them, they have to give up their next 5 pick first rounders. Like, a team's not giving up 5 first rounders over 5 drafts, but maybe over 2 drafts.
Over 2 drafts.
It softens the blow. But that's a lot for a team to think about.
The Dolphins. Number 3 overall pick via the Texans. Number 18 overall pick. Number 36 overall pick via the Texans. Number 50 overall pick. And then the 2022 first and second rounders. But now they have Tua to trade.
Yes. And does his value decrease, particularly when everyone knows you have to trade him? Because, I mean... He could be a cheaply paid, talented backup for a couple years, but when would he get an opportunity to prove what he's worth unless Deshaun gets hurt? So they don't have a legit backup. So you could keep Tua because there would be no competition. Deshaun has a job.
Yeah.
But then everyone knows you're always looking to trade him. You're not looking to keep him.
No. No, but you've got him on the cheap now.
Would help. You have a talented, young, cheap backup.
Right.
Which is hard to come by.
See, they got the Jags in this thing, and I just don't see it. I mean, look, they got the Jags, number 1 overall pick, number 25, number 33, 45, 2022 first and second. Why would the Jags, that's silly.
Yeah.
You get all your picks, plus you get Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, and they continue to forget. Sure, it's
content. And the money.
It's content creation. The clicks matter for sites, but. The reality is, Deshaun's not going yet to trade me to Jacksonville.
Well, no. Deshaun's not doing that. And the Jags aren't doing that.
Yeah.
We get Trevor Lawrence on the cheap as opposed to paying Deshaun $40 million a year. We're nuts.
You can build a roster around Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it zero sense. But, man, when you're talking about this kind of... Now, yeah, the Jets and the Dolphins picks, I'm like, well, wait a minute now. I don't mind this so much.
These thought stories and how you get Deshaun from the Texans, it's all about because what he is, the uniqueness of the situation, and no one has ever seen it before. So you have to think nothing we've ever seen before can be the package. It has to be something so crazy because of who he is, how old he is, and what he could do for your franchise. I mean, the only argument would be, if you are bad like the Jets, we saw Deshaun on a bad team. It amounted to 4 wins.
That's it. That's the killer. That's what the fan base might say is, what the hell? Deshaun, this great player, won 4 games. Now, they lost a lot of close games. They got a really crappy...
Yeah.
They got really crappy everything. I mean,
yeah, like the Jets would say, so do we. We were running out Frank Gore,
and you gave away all the picks that would have made us better.
Now they have free agency money, and that's always proven to be a great way to build your team. Spending a lot of money through free agency, and because you're the Jets, now you have Deshaun, but you're probably going to have to overpay for guys because you're awful. You're not getting discounts when you're a bad football team.
Right. Yeah. Well, Deshaun makes it more attractive.
That's true. That's why I said you do have Deshaun, but you're still probably, and you can throw in the fact that it's New York and how much is going to be taken off the top anyway. Guys are going to be looking for extra to come play for you.
I just don't see teams giving up all that. I just don't.
When you think about Deshaun, you say, that makes sense. But then when teams have to start calculating 4 first rounders, multiple seconds, that's tough to swallow. Just on principle alone. We got to do what?
Now what now?
And then there's no guarantee that we can build around him. Yeah. The Jets seem like very far fetched to me.
Yep.
With all the things required for that to happen.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us on ESPN 97.5. Some Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford talk on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Right now, though, I want to talk about HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net. It is the place to go. We love our payroll company. Just love them. I mean, you can call Laura Beavers here at the station, and you can ask her about what they do for us, not only with the payroll and how simple and how easy that is and how flawless it is all the time, but also about our taxes. See, tax time is coming up now. They're busy working on all of this stuff. Actually, I think they just do it all along the way, and you know exactly where you're at tax-wise all the way. And then the Affordable Care Act is so important. That ain't going anywhere. No, not now. It certainly isn't going anywhere. All you got to do, and if your payroll company isn't taking care of your Affordable Care Act the way ours does, well, then you got to go with ours. It's just simple. They are just better, and we love what they do for us, and you're going to love what they do for you as well. Give them a call. Let them come and customize a package for you. You'll see how simple it is. You'll see how wonderful they are. I'm telling you, you will go with them. Give them a call and let them start. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1016 ESPN 97.5. I ain't buying Aaron Rodgers. Are you? There's no chance.
Well, we saw the report today that he wants a new contract.
Yeah.
That's the more likely scenario.
Yeah. But,
and plus, it was right after a heartbreaking loss. The guy's just talking.
Yeah. I mean, how hard was that test? That was a hard test.
If you missed it, that was Coach Krzyzewski when he was yelling at that. Not yelling. Let's just say condescending.
Scolding
to that student reporter. Like I said, if he said that to me, it's Louisville. It's not your hardest test. Don't compare it to my econ test.
That's a quiz.
Yeah, whatever. You're Duke. You're playing Louisville. And not a great Louisville team. Don't compare it to my toughest class.
He ain't going anywhere. So that just ain't happening.
Yeah, I don't. It's another thing. Now, Aaron Rodgers is older. Is he forcing his way out to where? What would be a better situation for him?
Nowhere. No, just give me more money.
You had a home game.
I was MVP. Just rip up this contract. Give me more money.
Hey, I know you. I would be. You might be a little upset because that draft, but it didn't hurt you really. I mean, I guess you could yell at. You're gonna yell at Alan Lazard again if he doesn't turn around. But you're a home game. Had a home game for the NFC title.
Well,
where are you gonna go? That's
he might have
that.
Hit Lazard when he was wide open on the goal line.
That's the other thing. He missed Lazard when he got free and no one was guarding him, but. You're a game away from a Super Bowl. What place is going to offer you a better chance now?
No. I mean, how many places can he go to where he's – if he's unhappy with losing – guess what? You're not even getting to the NFC Championship game in most every other team.
Yeah.
He's in a pretty good spot right there.
Really good spot.
So that's not going to happen. Stafford is interesting. I'm not a big fan, but I could certainly see if he's been in a crap situation – with a crappy organization all these years, is he the answer for a 49er team? Is he the answer for an Indianapolis team?
I would – well, the 49ers were so injured last year, you kind of forget that they were in the Super Bowl. If they get those guys back healthy, they should have a shot. I feel like the trade to Indianapolis is the perfect thing. For him and for them.
Yeah.
It seems like the fit, they have a running game, so it wouldn't have to fall on him completely. They have an offensive line. And even that, well, San Francisco would be the same way. It wouldn't be all about Matt Stafford. He would just be an upgrade over first the retired Philip Rivers and, I guess, Brissett, and then probably an upgrade over Garoppolo.
You never know when guys are going to fall, though. I are they going to keep putting Band-Aids on there? I don't mind it because Philip Rivers was a Band-Aid. Well, Matthew Stafford is a Band-Aid.
If you're the Colts, you look at Stafford giving you a couple more years before you have to draft the quarterback. And if you now, a lot of their best talent is young, and Leonard and Nelson and Jonathan Taylor's young. But even Michael Pittman Jr. was pretty good for them as a rookie receiver. T.Y. is the older player. Maybe they see, and they saw they probably should have beat Buffalo. So they probably think they're relatively close.
Yeah.
Does Stafford get them? No one gets them to the Chiefs level, but maybe the Chiefs have an off year. Maybe there's an injury and you have and you're waiting there for a shot.
Yeah, I don't think the Chiefs are unbeatable. I just I don't know that Matthew Stafford's the answer to that though.
No, but are you drafting a young quarterback from your position and being and adding that piece? Who are you getting?
Well, I don't, if you're Ballard though, what do you do? I mean, are you going to keep doing this or are you going to go? You know, who knows who's going to fall in the first round?
It depends on what the Lions want. Are the Lions going
to Would you rather use that capital, let's say, to move up to seven? The draft capital that you're going to have to give up for Stafford, move up to seven and get Trey Lance, which is maybe a long-term answer.
Well, are they operating with the long-term, or do they believe upgrade a quarterback makes them a real contenders for the Super Bowl? They made the playoffs the first 2 years under. I don't know. How long has Ballard been there? But they've been in the playoffs the last 2 years, right?
They beat the Texans. Was Ballard there when they beat the Texans?
I don't know when he started. They weren't in the playoffs. They weren't in the playoffs last year. Maybe 2 out of 3 years he's been there. Yeah. I don't know when he started. So if they are the belief that they're close, I don't think the young quarterbacks. They already traded a first round pick for Buckner, so they're not operating long term.
Right.
So I don't know what their process is. What do they believe? How close they believe they are?
Maybe they don't believe in. They much rather have an experienced quarterback as opposed to a rookie. And well. If you want to go now, if you're doing it now.
Yeah.
If it's now, you definitely want Stafford as opposed to Trey Lance. But if they keep operating like this, are you ever going to get anywhere? Just trying to grab a quarterback wherever.
Well, they've proven they can hit on picks. So a Super Bowl, the thing is, I don't know if I trust Matthew Stafford. If I believe Matthew Stafford could do it, I go, yeah, let's go. You don't, how many opportunities are you really going to get to win?
Mac Jones will be there at wherever they draft. You take Mac Jones there?
No, I would take the best position player over Mac Jones if he's there. If they don't go quarterback, somehow acquire quarterback through trading for Wentz or Stafford and doesn't cost you that the first round pick this year, they still have a question mark there. I'm not taking Mac Jones, not in the first round.
It'll be interesting to see. If Matt, I don't know. I'm not a big fan. We'll see if Matt Stafford can turn a San Francisco or an Indianapolis around. And then there's Garoppolo to see if he lands, if he's going to land anywhere. I don't want that. Indy and San Francisco have reportedly discussed the trade for Garoppolo. I mean, how about a guy that can actually stay on the field? At least Matthew Stafford's had some injuries, but Jimmy Garoppolo isn't just an injury waiting to happen.
Yeah, it's Stafford's the older player, but I don't even know by how much. Garoppolo feels like he's been around now for – Stafford's only 32. Garoppolo, he's 29, so 3 years younger. They both have their issues, but Garoppolo feels like a caretaker, at least in that San Francisco offense. And – do we see much difference between him and where Nick Mullins is playing or Beathard were playing? At least this year because he was hurt.
No, not this year.
Yeah.
He took him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's why I said this year because his injuries contributed to his play. That one's the difficult one for me. The Colts, you don't have an option. If you go in for Stafford, I get it. But how much would you have to give up, and is he a clear upgrade over Garoppolo? That the San Francisco one would be the one I would be more confounded by and trying to figure out what's best for the team. Maybe they're in a position to say, well, sure, Jimmy can stick here, but we'll draft the quarterback.
Yep.
And Jimmy, you got a couple years or maybe even only a year. We'll see.
If Kansas City, Tampa Bay goes to overtime, everyone in America gets wings.
From where?
Six free wings from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, look at that.
Everyone in America. Between the starting on February 22nd, between the hours of 4 and 7 p.m., redeem six free chicken wings. Are they close enough where you can go to one place and get six wings and then run over to another place and get six free wings?
How are you redeeming it? I'm sure it's with the app. That's what they normally do with this type of giveaway. I'm sure you'll get the app and then they'll – I don't think you can just walk in.
You're going to walk in and get six free wings.
That's bad business. I'm sure they're going to use the app and say, this is how you redeem it. And then once you've done it, you better get another phone to do it again.
Well, no.
They're smart.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
No.
Download our app. And if you download the app, you can redeem them that way. We're not just going to let you traipse through every Buffalo Wild Wings in Houston and pick up six wings just by walking
in. Is it
in.
Really worth going from one Buffalo, going to Wesleyan?
Yes.
And getting six wings and then driving? You're spending more in gas than you would on six wings.
You don't think people would do it?
Well, that's because people are – what's wrong with people?
Exactly. So you have to plan for it. You're not going to allow people just to walk into every Buffalo Wild Wings and grab wings. It'll be – the smart thing, if you're a good business person, it's through the app. You redeem it through the app. And you know what? Some people won't even redeem it through the app because they're like, stupid app. I'm not putting it on my phone. So you have the promotion of the giveaway, but how many people will really redeem it with the app? It's easy to walk into a Buffalo Wild Wings and get you your six wings.
That's it? That's all I'm doing?
Yeah. Well,
I don't care
good
what
luck.
They say.
You better download
the app.
Give
me my six free wings.
If you do it with the app.
Yeah. No. Just give me my six free wings. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, the number. I just saw a story about George Springer, the home runs, and which were his biggest home runs. It wasn't biggest home runs. They defined him some other way. And then number five was his homer against the Dodgers. That's like his home runs against the Dodgers were the biggest home runs
in
Astros history.
They all should rank. They all should be in his top whatever.
I don't remember. He hit one in extra innings, right, against after Marwin, right? Didn't he hit one in game two that won the game, didn't he? Or was that Carlos that hit that one?
There was a home run that was hit that gave them the lead in extras. Was that Carlos or George Springer?
I'm pretty sure it was George. That's one of the reasons he won the MVP, right?
I'll look.
Oh, I got to look that up. He hit one in game five.
He hit
when the score was 8-7.
He hit a go ahead home run in game two.
In game two,
in the 11th.
In the 11th, yeah, that was his. It was the right center. He hit one in game five, right? He hit that made it 8-8. I think he tied the game at 8 in game five.
But I thought, didn't they tack on a run after George's home run?
I'm pretty sure. They might, yeah, I think they did.
Yeah. Did the game finish 7-5?
Didn't Carlos hit one? Did Carlos hit one too?
I don't remember the timeline. Actually, George hit a two-run homer.
It was a two-run homer?
Yeah. There was a man on. Is that the one where Maben got on or something? Did Maben get on and then George hit the home run?
Was he making business decisions?
No, I'm pulling up the play right now. He got on and then stole a base, and then George hit a home run.
Oh, and then we got free tacos, right?
Yeah, because he stole a base in the World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, free tacos. Yes. Maben, way to go. Where did he make the business decision? He didn't go for that ball in left field?
I think it was in New York.
In New York?
Well, he didn't dive because
yeah,
I said
he was like,
I'm not dying for that.
For what?
I might hit that fake dirt there.
Yeah.
The warning track on
near the foul line. Have a strawberry?
Yeah, I'm not looking for that. I told you if he was hurt or, you know, had a little carpet burn, he wouldn't have been able to steal that base.
I ain't about that life. No, I ain't about that.
Yeah, he had a line drive to left center, stole a base, and George hit the home run.
That's right. Nice. That was George's biggest homer ever.
Of course.
Period, exclamation point.
Not even a question.
It won him the World Series MVP.
Yeah.
So
after the game one disaster, he hit that home run, changed that.
You going to miss George?
I mean, it's hard to miss a guy I never met, but as far as a player, sure. watching George Springer play was really good, really cool. And he's gone now.
That's going to be weird.
I'll get over
it, though.
He's
dead to me now.
Yeah, he left. It's not like he got traded. He left on his own.
In Toronto, nobody's ever going to see him again.
Well, we had this discussion, and people tweeted us saying Toronto's going to be really good.
Yeah, are they? Are they, though?
That's what I was told.
Are you, though?
They said they're stacked. They made the playoffs last year.
1029 ESPN. No, they were a good baseball team. 1029 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Come on.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the go-go. I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the lolo.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I'm looking at a list of quarter pole awards in the NBA. They've got MVP down to these guys. Nikola Jokic is having a huge year for Denver. Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, LeBron James, and Paul George. They're the best. They're the leaders in the clubhouse right now. Tyrese Halliburton, Rookie of the Year, LaMelo Ball, James Wiseman, and Emmanuel Quickly. And Peyton Pritchard, too, from Boston. They compare him to T.J. McConnell.
So they picked another scrappy white guy to compare
another
him
white
to?
Guy. Another little white guy. They like.
If I'm a Peyton Pritchard, I'm going, can you not compare me to
T.J. McConnell?
Yes, the guy who wrote this says rotational player.
The guy who wrote it says not to make lazy comparisons based on stereotypes, but Pritchard's game projects to be a better shooting version of T.J. McConnell.
He shouldn't be like, you know what? I don't want to compare him to another white guy,
but
he's a more talented Aaron Kraft.
He's just like this other white guy
who was just like that other white guy,
only a better shooter.
Yeah, thanks. I'd be like.
Most improved player, Jaylen Brown from the Celtics, which is kind of difficult, but in 15 games, he's averaging 27.3, 5.8 rebounds, and 3.5 assists. And then second on the list, they got Christian Wood, Houston Rockets. Certified all-star caliber player, Houston must be absolutely thrilled by Wood's performance thus far this year. He's averaging 23.5, 10.8, and 1.8 blocks while shooting 52.8% from the field, 36% from three. Get familiar with Wood's game because he's a stud unless you want to get called a casual.
He used that phrase because people didn't. I think he used that phrase on TNT after the game because the guys in the studio kind of didn't know about him and stuff. He goes, because you guys are kind of casual about watching the game.
Christian Wood calls Shaq a casual for not knowing who he was.
Yeah, that Shaq has not fared well as far as NBA Twitter is concerned with his interviews recently. He went after Donovan Mitchell and said Donovan Mitchell had a great game. He was on and he was like, yeah, I don't think you'll ever be one of the greats or something along those lines. Yeah. And Donovan Mitchell's like, all right, okay.
You watching the game, Shaq?
He goes, all right, whatever.
Well, he must be a casual fan if he didn't know who Christian Wood was. He's an NBA expert.
No, he's not. He's not an expert. No,
that's true. He's just up there.
He's up there because he's Shaq.
He's up there. Yeah, that's right. No, that's right. Anyway, so Christian Wood getting some love, which is awesome. He is one of the better. That'd be sweet if he could. Well, he's got to stay healthy.
Yes, got to get back on the floor.
Yep.
I hope Christian Wood doesn't fall into, because we don't know what the Rockets will be. It's the team here, so you have some hope that something will turn around and be positive. I hope he doesn't become like Kevin Love in Minnesota, where he's putting up the 2010 type deal, and you're doing it on that crappy team. Now, Kevin Love got accolades and eventually got traded to Cleveland. I hope that's not the Christian Wood scenario, where he's consistently 20-plus, 10-plus, and we're like, everyone's like, okay, that's nice for you to be doing that there on that bad basketball team. Let's get this guy some help eventually.
A little bit. And the trends for this NBA season, Achilles injuries, they seem to be the new Tommy John.
Uh-huh.
Home court advantage is gone. 12 of the 30 teams are above 500 at home. 18 teams compared to with 18 teams last year.
Yeah. Well, we saw in the bubble that a 5 seed made the finals.
Yeah.
And people, some people attributed it to not having to go to Milwaukee. Well, Milwaukee, who was hurt more by not having home games? Milwaukee, probably. They lost in the second round. So, and I think that's continued. Now you do have home games, but no one's in the building. I mean, Cleveland has people in the building. Houston has people, some limited amount, but nowhere near what it has meant in the past. Makes sense.
Last season, the Jazz shot the highest percentage as a team from three-point range, 38%. This season, seven teams are all shooting at least that well, and the Clippers are shooting 42.3% from three. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. There's a Clipper shooting, like, was it Kawhi? Who's the Clipper who you wouldn't expect that's shooting over? I heard the stat. I think it might be Kawhi. He might be shooting over 40% from three right now.
Well, Paul George has got to be shooting well. If he's I'll look up. Considered it might, to be one of the.
It might be one of them. I forgot which one I heard it, but you know, if you're shooting that high, it stands to reason one of your plenty of people on your team are shooting that high. Clippers 13-4. Yeah, they have something to answer for.
They're both
for.
In COVID now.
Yeah, Kawhi and Paul George are shooting over 40%. Kawhi is at 41.9. Paul George is 48.4.
Almost one of every two shots.
Marcus Morris, 47.4. Batum, 45.3. Nicholas Batum is alive again.
I didn't even know. Yeah, he was still playing. And didn't the Rockets draft him once?
Patrick Beverley is shooting over 41% from three.
Wow. They're shooting 42% as a team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It makes sense that like six of their guys are shooting over 40%.
Did Lance finally get that blue cup out of here?
He don't want that smoke from Joel.
Joel is going to get in your kitchen.
He don't want that smoke.
Lance came in here and got his blue cup.
He knows what will happen to him.
There are 37 guys that are averaging over 20 points per game this year.
Ain't no one look interested in playing defense.
Ain't nobody playing defense right now.
So I'm just going through the Clippers numbers. Kawhi at almost five per game, almost 42%. Paul George at nearly eight per game at 48%. Marcus Morris at almost five, 47%. Nicholas Batum at 4.5, 45%. Even Patrick Beverley's shooting about 4.5 per game at 41%. Just lighting teams up.
Man, no wonder they're 13-4. Yeah, there's the West, the wacky playoff picture right now. It is kind of crazy right now, the teams that are in and the teams
that
are out.
Look at it. Yep. I mean, I just mentioned the team who made the NBA Finals, Miami 6-10. Partly because they've been without, like, Jimmy Butler's played, I think, 7 or 6 out of 16 games this year. When your all-star isn't around, then Tyler Hero and other starters miss, I think, 4 or 5 games. Avery Bradley, another potential starter, missed a lot of time. His due to COVID, along with Jimmy Butler. So it's weird. The Knicks they're not good. They're 8-10, but in the playoff picture, the Cavs at 8-9. You would think Toronto and Miami will figure it out and make the playoffs, but it's weird right now.
Yep. So, and the other questions are about guys having great seasons. Zach LaVine is having a great year. Paul George, Bradley Beal, he's the new James Harden. Everybody's going to want him. He wants out. Russell Westbrook is not having a great year.
No.
He's about done. The Cavs are actually competent this year.
Yeah, they swept. Now, one of the games was without KD, I believe. They swept the Nets in Brooklyn. I mean, not in Brooklyn, in Cleveland. They had they just, you know, how the schedule's going now. You play two games at home in the same spot in a row, and they took them out.
And they've even got a story in here about Christian Wood. Is he really an all-star in the Western Conference so far?
Yes.
Pretty much.
The answer is yes. Now, I'm trying to think of the forwards or big men in the West. Jokic, I mean, Kawhi is considered I think they treated like wings. And I don't know how they treated, how they designated. They have centers, wings, and guards. Is Wood a wing or center?
He's playing center. Right?
And right now.
Yeah, but he's playing center on the Rockets. That doesn't count, does it? Especially since he's shooting 36% from three.
Well, Jokic isn't a traditional center.
No,
either.
He's not either. Would there be any other centers in the West? Maybe you put him at center and say he's a center.
Yeah, I don't know how the voting will go, but yeah, I think that's how you would do it. I have to make sure how they designate everything, but he's got to be considered.
Kawhi, Paul George, LeBron.
Those are your forwards.
Yeah.
He's got a shot at center to make it. a real shot. Him and Jokic, and who else in the West?
Well, Nurkic is hurt.
Yeah. The Rockets won All-Star. It's funny, coming into the season, you just assume Russ and Harden would be their All-Stars. And probably if they get one, it'll be Christian Wood. And rightfully so, if he continues playing this way.
Yep. All right. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. It's always good, so don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Just to clean something up, going over last year's All-Star team, they go guards, forwards, and centers. And Anthony Davis is considered a center. So Christian Wood's biggest competition will be Davis, Jokic, and Gobert. Because those are the three guys who made it last year.
All right, news of the weird coming your way here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, in Saudi Arabia, women are encouraged to support the same football teams as their husbands in order to avoid tensions in the home.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work in some places here. I mean, we've heard of Bama and Auburn
not
fans.
Not in SEC country. That's not going to work.
That's not going to work at all in SEC country. But so should you marry, if she's not a fan of your football team, should you marry?
No. Oh.
B.
Just should you marry?
Should you,
No.
If she's not a fan of your football team, are you automatically, is this automatically not going to work?
You know, for me, the marriage is not of interest, but even if I was of that type, I wouldn't want to marry a sports fan.
You wouldn't?
I get enough of it. I'm tired of it when I get home. I'm done.
I don't want to talk to my wife about sports.
I don't want to talk to anyone. I wouldn't make it me talking to a woman about sports. I don't want to talk to anyone about sports after I do this. It's enough. 4 hours of this a day is enough.
That's it?
Let me go home.
Hey, yeah, but we were talking about candles too.
That's true.
You want to talk about candles with somebody?
Are they going to make jokes, or are they actually going to buy one? It depends.
Well, if you
want to make jokes, I'll talk about it. If you want to buy one, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, what if you want to buy the Gwyneth Paltrow candle?
I don't care what Gwyneth Paltrow smells like. I don't care.
You don't care what Gwyneth Paltrow's
it's not like when
JJ smells like.
No, well, like when celebrities talk about this is my scent. I don't care what you smell like or what you think smells good on you. I don't care about that stuff.
No.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to.
I heard Matthew McConaughey stinks.
Yeah, he doesn't look like
he doesn't
smells,
wear any cologne. He doesn't shower and wear cologne or anything.
I believe it. He doesn't look like the type who thinks he has to.
No, he's just going to be a man.
But back to your original thing, if I was inclined to be with someone who was a sports fan, as long as you're not a fan of my arch rival, I think I'm good. Like entering into it.
Yeah.
As long as you're not a fan of like the Bills.
Florida State.
I'd be okay.
You're all right?
Yeah, if you root.
What if you're a Patriots fan?
If they're a Patriots fan?
Yeah.
Well, I'd laugh now. Like during.
Yeah,
the,
but not for the last 20 years you wouldn't be.
Yeah, but I'm not married to that person now. I'd marry a Patriots fan now. Yeah, it'd be great now.
See, now we just had to know. If you're a Patriots fan, give us a call. What, ladies? Del wants to marry you,
Why are you limiting me to ladies?
Well.
I'm just joking.
I thought you were.
I was just joking.
I just assume, maybe.
Don't assume, John.
Don't assume.
See what happens when you assume?
You got to be, well, he likes older people.
Yes.
If you're a 60-year-old man, give Del a call.
You're going to have to be rich for that to work out.
Okay.
For
me.
Yeah.
I know a few of them.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be interested.
So we've talked about some of the penalties that we've seen for getting COVID or not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
In Bali. They're fining tourists who don't wear masks 50 push-ups.
Okay.
Is that what you would you prefer, a 50 push-up fine over, let's say, where was it in North Korea, you get shot?
Yes. Do you have to do them all in one setting, or can you?
Well, you got to do them all right now. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I still prefer that over getting shot.
Yeah.
But they're going to, that lim- that's going to keep people from actually, you know, paying the fine. You're just not going to have people rolling up being able to do 50 push-ups at one time.
It's a $7 fine, or if they can't pay up to 50 push-ups, the push-up number is reduced to 15 for people wearing the mask improperly, which is something that I see
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing the mask if you don't know how, if your nose is exposed or your mouth is exposed?
Never understood it.
But don't. What is wrong with you? There's no reason to wear the mask. Just take it off. Just tell everybody, I don't give a rat's ass.
So the initial punishment is the fine. And if you can't pay it, then you do the push-ups? Is that what it is?
If you can't pay the $7, you do the push-ups.
I feel like the more damaging thing is forcing them to do push-ups. And then if they can't do the push-ups, then they pay the fine.
Yeah.
Because tourists are probably going to have $7. The likelihood of all of them being able to do 50 push-ups, not a chance.
No, there's a lot of people.
Force them to do as many push-ups as possible, then make them pay the fine if they can't do it.
Yeah, if you do like 10, then you have to pay
the fine
a fifth less. You get a dollar off.
I think it's a feat of strength type deal. If you can't do 50 push-ups, you owe $7.
Oh man, no, I ain't risking that. I get to 48 and then
it's only $7 and you're a tourist. You got it.
Good news, Del.
Sure.
You remember Stephen Huffman?
The name sounds familiar.
He was a state senator from Ohio. Last year, he asked this question, whether the colored population was contracting COVID-19 at higher rates because of poor hygiene.
Ooh. He used the term colored?
Yeah.
That's bad for him.
Good news, though. He's been tapped to lead the state's Senate health panel.
What state is this again?
Ohio.
Golly. You would've...
This guy who asked whether or not hygiene of the colored population is tapped now to lead the state's health panel.
I don't want to hear anything about cancel culture. Because, sure, it happens to some people. But this guy said something pretty egregious. And I was like, whatever, buddy. Hey, do you. We got another job for you. In fact, it's a promotion.
Yeah. Listen, if he's asking stupid questions like that, then maybe he shouldn't be leading anything in your state. Anything. Apparently, the Senate Ethics Committee is investigating the actions of Senator Josh Hawley.
By the way, that guy got fired from his job as an emergency room doctor for what he said.
He did?
Yes.
And so he's leading now. He got fired from his job, and now he's going to lead the state Senate, the state panel on health.
The chair of the Senate's health committee in Ohio.
That sounds good. That sounds like that's reasonable. So apparently the Senate Ethics Committee is investigating Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz to fully understand their role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Hawley apparently yesterday said that he wants the Senate Ethics Committee investigated.
Well, unfortunately, his political party no longer controls that.
Right.
So good luck with that.
He's accusing them of historic partisan abuse of the Senate ethics process.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like if there's actual evidence that you were part of the uprising because you incited it, maybe you need to answer some questions. I think the imagery for him is as he's walking someplace, he's like giving a thumbs up to the people who would eventually rush the Capitol. So that image ain't a great look for him.
Yeah, no.
I think the hotel chain, I don't know if they're a chain or just they own overarching company that owns the hotels, Lowe's, Lows.
Yeah.
He was going to have a fundraiser there. They're like, nah, bye. Nah. We're not doing that.
Kellyanne Conway's in the news. Apparently, people are accusing her of posting a topless picture of her 16-year-old daughter, Claudia, on Twitter on Monday.
Oof.
Yeah, this stinks of a Kris Jenner move.
The problem for that particular family is Claudia, who's the more who's the more popular of the Conways, because her father is George Conway, who was part of the Lincoln Project, which was an anti-Trump Republican foundation. She will take the TikTok and destroy them. Like a couple weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, she had a story, or it became a story about her posting all the clips of her mother like verbally abusing her. And she just posted on TikTok. And you know, she's filming because she knows what her mom's about. And it's just so, her mom calling her things.
Kellyanne got back at her. Here, watch this. How's this?
I feel like that's not the appropriate way, being her mom and all.
Doesn't seem like they're the Cleavers.
They've got a healthy relationship.
Not really. Not really.
The daughter using the phone's out, but the mom doesn't know what she's doing with it, to post about her, and then the mom doing this. It's bad. It's not great.
Apparently, Target is the latest company to drop. Have you heard of this Choco coconut milk?
No, I've never.
Yeah. Well, apparently they're being accused of using forced monkey labor.
How do you force a monkey to do anything?
I think you just tell him, monkey, do this. But I don't know if I want my milk being handled by monkeys, really.
What do the monkeys do?
The monkeys...
Do they make sure... are they product testers?
They're forcing monkeys to pick coconuts from the trees.
You know...
How do you do that?
How do you force a monkey to do that? Like, wouldn't the monkey just go, screw you? If I'm going to pick cocoa, I'm going to eat it? I'm not going to put it in the place that helps your business. I got to look. Is there video of these monkeys doing this?
I don't have that, but it just seems to me that'd be awful. Hey, monkey. Well, what if the monkey just goes, watch this, I'm out of here. Unless you got your...
A shock collar?
Or whatever.
What if the monkeys are...
Yeah.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
What if the monkeys are in love with the cocoa?
They ain't giving it up then.
Yeah, I gotta find this story. There's so much I need to learn.
How do you force a monkey to do anything?
It's actually pretty extraordinary that they are able to, quote-unquote, force monkeys to do this. I can see training a monkey, I guess, to do it. But if the monkey doesn't want any part of it, how do you get the monkey to do it? I got to find out. This is what I'll do before I take a nap.
Texas Zoo is offering jilted lovers the chance to get some Valentine's Day revenge. They will name a cockroach or a rat after your ex before it is fed to a larger animal.
That's really only satisfaction for you. Like, is your ex going to know that you named a rat after her or him and it got fed? Like, if the zoo was offering, hey, we have this new exhibit where we're a rat exhibit and we're going to name the rat after you, and this rat's going to be
I think you probably get some kind of a picture of it. Here's you getting eaten.
It's gratification for what? An hour, depending on how long
you send it to her.
I named this rat after you. Oh, whatever. I need that to be broadcast. Like,
well, a cockroach is $5. A rat is 25.
So it's costing you money to do this?
Yeah. They're raising money. I mean, you got to make some money.
It's a silly way to, I don't know, get some form of revenge or whatever, because they're not going to know. You send them a picture. Oh, that's the reason I got rid of you. Because you're a crazy person.
Because you're that's another thing. Look how nuts you are.
Yeah. Oh, you think I'm not winning in this regard? Oh, you spent $25, but I'm rid of you. I think I win.
Apparently, our biggest pet peeve in this state, badly behaved kids. That is in a bunch of states. Burping seems to be leading the way. That's a pet peeve of most people. Litter, slow internet is the winner of biggest pet peeve.
That probably would infuriate me more than anything else.
Yeah. And bragging also is also up in two states that are way north. Who cares?
What, New Hampshire?
Yeah, we're done. The press box is next. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. So long.
ESPN 97.5.